Thank you for holding. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have. I'm not complaining. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wants me to go over some pricing here. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we even have a listing available for your service area. If you do this search on Google, you'll only see three guys that'll show in those top recommended section there next to the map. And we only have one spot open currently. So you're on our qualified candidates list, but our reps are going down that list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill the position, we close out the category, Scott, so we can't work with any other guys that fall within that plumbing category. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Tara was saying you do some HVAC work too. Is that right?
Yes. I'm very picky on what I do for HVAC.
Got it. So it's probably not something you really want to highlight too much?
Can we just do heating and not HVAC?
Got it. Yes, absolutely. Like tankless water heaters or water heaters?
Yeah, water heaters, boilers. I just don't do the AC side of it.
Okay, gotcha. Water heaters, boilers. Okay. What have you been doing so far to get clients for the business?
My mom sits on Facebook, and when someone posts that they need a plumber, she comments.
Like, oh, I got a son that can do that. That's a good mom.
That's basically what it is.
That's awesome, though. That's a good mom. You know, Facebook actually works.
Yeah.
Like, I actually have, I would say, about 15% of the customers that my clients get come from Facebook, because we do have a package that has Facebook ads in it. And so it's like a remarketing campaign on Facebook. So we would definitely be able to take that Facebook business profile she's sitting on and put it on steroids, give her a lot more people to contact.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome, because if somebody's looked up a plumbing service, or even if they looked up water heaters or boilers on a different platform and then they hop on Facebook, you pop up to them. It's like a remarketing campaign. And then also, if they're you've seen that before, right? Like little sponsored guys that pop up there on the right?
Yeah, so kind of like if I needed a car and I Googled, like, trucks near me, and then I would get an ad on, like, Instagram for certain dealers.
Exactly.
Kind of like that.
Yep, it's the exact same platform, because Meta owns Instagram, actually.
Okay.
Facebook owns Instagram. Yeah, so it's the exact marketing strategy there. But the major benefit to you, it is the Google Places placement. Make no mistake, you're in a service-based industry, so 90% of your calls or opportunities are just going to be people doing a general Google search for help, you know, and we make sure you're there, right? So that's where most of them will come from. But Facebook, I mean, it doesn't hurt, right? The idea here is to kind of cover all your bases online and make sure that your business isn't lacking anything. So, like the website, for example, we'll build a website for you and host it, and we'll have it attached to your online listings. So it'll be on Facebook, it'll be on Bing, it'll be on the first page of Google, Yelp, Yellow Pages, it'll be on the Amazon Alexa search results page if somebody's using an Amazon Alexa device to find you. So you can have multiple different ways of generating clients, but like I said, all your calls, or majority of your calls, are just going to be coming from Google. You haven't built the site yet, right?
I haven't.
Okay. And I noticed you have a Home Advisor by Angie's page. Personally, I'm not a fan of those guys, but is it going well for you? Is it working?
I just signed up last week, but I am having some issues with it.
Yeah, so a reason I'm not a fan is just because I've worked with a lot of clients in the past where we've had issues. I've had to, like, jump on the phone and try to help them out because Home Advisor by Angie's charges per lead, and they charge it for the lead even if you don't get the job. Meanwhile, they sell the lead to like five or six people at a time. So it's not really helping you land the job. It's kind of doing you a disservice in that regard. So, you know, I've got on the line with some of my clients, try to help them get their money back. They have this FTC report that's been out for a while. And, if you feel like they're trying to steal from you, you could fill that out. The Federal Trade Commission's been talking about shutting them down for the last 2 years now. But
no way.
Yeah. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor or FTC versus Angie, they're actually owned by the same company. So, yeah, it's been an ongoing thing for a few years now. They're talking about shutting them down.
I wish I got this call last Thursday morning.
Oh, wow, it's that new, huh? Well, I mean, it's still better now than for you to go through all of it, you know. Better now than 2 weeks from now, you know, because then you probably already
exactly.
The lead. So, still good timing. And honestly, I think if you didn't sign up for that, we wouldn't be able to contact you today now that we have the opening, you know, because we had to be able to find your business somewhere. And when you look up your company name, that's kind of one of the only things that they really have showing up. So it's good that you did that, but it's not a long-term solution, right? It's always better just to have people call you directly off of Google. We don't charge you per lead or click or call for the placement, and Google is where they're getting most of their leads. They actually pay for Google advertising themselves to get the leads that they resell. So we're just cutting out your middleman, basically. But as far as cost, we have a couple of different packages. I want you to be able to see this, though, so you can get a breakdown of it. Do you get texting on this number that we're on here?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to send this to you just to kind of accelerate the conversation. We'll get into the thick of it here. But the benefit with being a new account for us is you have the opportunity to do month-to-month, right? When we start out, we always go month to month to make sure that we got the right people. We don't want to commit to like 6 months or a year and then, you know, you're getting a one-star rating in the first couple of weeks. Not saying that'll happen, but that's just kind of our logic behind not committing to anything till we know. Okay, so there's the pricing page here. I know you say you don't want to go into Boston. Tara put that in the notes here. But this will be able to cover the full service area, and then we can exclude Boston. So what I was thinking I could do is there's a platinum package all the way at the bottom. Like if you go under our Google Partner badge, it's the very last package down of the six. It'll say like
I'm
go ahead.
I'm actually having an issue right now. I'm currently in a town that has zero internet service.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So I'll just explain it to you. So this platinum package, it has everything that I'm finding that you need, right? Step one would be creating your Google business profile and verifying that profile. That's something you're going to want for the length of your business, even if you leave the first page placement later and aren't advertising with us. You want people to know that you exist and to be able to look you up on Google, even if it's just by name and not when they're looking up a plumber. But we do the optimization, so you're on the first page, so you have that Google Places placement with your Google business profile. We build your website for you. There's a Bing first page placement since they pull from Google's top guys. Okay, so those are the two major search engines in the world right there, Google and Bing. And you'll be a top option within that 50-mile radius if they're looking up one of the services you offer. Then there's the Facebook ads that we discussed. The website's included in there. There's Yelp. There's Yellow Pages. I did touch on Amazon Alexa. So, I mean, it's really covering all your bases from the things that I see that you don't currently have, mostly because your business is new, online. But the idea here is to kind of be a one-stop shop for you. And then my goal is that within that first month, show you, you know, that this would be the better solution for you if you're not already convinced of that versus paying for a lead with Home Advisor. So the problem is like this campaign, because it is designed for a business that's starting from scratch and it has all those features, it's advertised on there at $599 on a month-to-month basis. What I was thinking I can do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, is I'll enroll you in this new in business credit that Tara requested, and it'll reduce the rate by 50%. So we're not cutting any corners. You're still getting all the bells and whistles and benefits of that package, but we would reduce the rate down to just $299 month to month. So that way your company's looking at about $10 a day. And I know you say you have your mom back there helping with Facebook. Imagine having like 50 people online, but it's only 10 bucks a day, you know, and that makes it a lot more justifiable if you think about it that way, because that Google listing, it doesn't rotate or come off. It's always up there if they're looking up one of the services you provide and they're within that targeted 50-mile radius. So, I mean, if I could approve a package like that, I could lock in the rate too, so that way it stays that way. It won't go back up next month if you decide to continue to use it. Is that something you could see a value in doing for Scott Caffrey Plumbing?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I figure you'll love it. And especially, you know, basically my logic here is try to get the bill down as low as I can so that way I can get your foot in the door. And I'm sure once you see the website and everything that we do for you, you see yourself on that first page and those calls start coming in, it'll be a no-brainer for you long term. And I know you won't be worried about paying per lead.
Yep.
Okay. So what I have to do, Scott, is I have to create a Google business profile, and this is going to make your company exist online. It's a groundbreaking moment. People will actually be able to see it.
Right.
So Google is going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. The postcard says Google on it, and there's a little five-digit number on the back that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Okay, it's 173 mm-hmm. Ashland Street, and that's in Holliston, Mass.
Ashland Street. Okay, got it. 01746 to be exact?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And you have the option online, Scott. You can hide the address or you can leave it displayed.
Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to hide it or you want to leave it up there?
Yeah, let's hide it because it's not my house. It's my dad's house.
Okay. I was going to recommend that anyway because you're in an industry where you're going to the customer. They're not coming to you. So unless you guys actually have
right.
like a brick and mortar, I usually say go ahead and hide that. But when that PIN comes in the mail, I do need that five-digit number off the back of it. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension so that way you can do that.
Okay.
And then also I'm going to send you everything in writing. Because the discounted pricing structure, what's the business email address that I could send that to?
Yep, it's scottcaffrey95 at Gmail.
Okay. And then for the website, do you have a logo yet?
I do. I have just a little clip art that I was able to find.
Okay. We'll send it in. We have a graphic design team in-house, so if you do want to make some changes to it, we could also help you with that.
Okay.
Okay. But send that in. I'm sending you this email address here. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And then any other pictures that you'd like to use, we could use as much content as possible for the Google business profile, the website. I think mom's still managing the Facebook page, maybe uploading photos there, but, you know, we want to make sure that she continues to update it or we can update it if need be. So that way when we are running the ads, you know, we have a quality ad coming through there, to your potential prospects.
Okay.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's do like, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
7 to 5. Okay, and do you work the weekends at all, or is it just Monday through Friday?
Can we write like weekends available?
Yeah,
I don't necessarily want to work weekends, but if somebody
yeah, so that way the little green icon stays there, and they could still call if I do it by appointment only. But it's up to you. You know, they'll know that your business hours are posted right there, 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, but it'll never look like. You're closed to where they can't call, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let's do that, because
okay.
I will take emergency calls.
Okay, so I'll put that on there as well, emergency services available. Okay, and are you licensed and insured?
I am.
Okay. Google's going to want your paperwork, so I'm going to send you your verification form. And you got to fill this out.
Okay.
Okay. You only got to do this stuff one time for as long as you own your business. Once you're a Google verified contractor, you're good unless you like relocate to another area or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is good. I mean, I would never even hire somebody to work on my property without them having Google verification. Just so I know they're a legit
Everything that I've researched on how to get work says online presence.
Yeah. It's just credibility, you know? Especially like me, I have kids right. and valuables and my property, and you're in an industry where you're going to people's house, you know? So it's, yep. You know, I want to make sure that it's a real company and real business, not some random person that, you know, might double back when I'm not home or something, you know?
Right.
Can't hold them accountable if something happens. Okay, so there should be this form coming in. I emailed it to you as well as texted it. It's a very important form. It might take a second to pull through, but there'll be a link in there. And it's pretty easy to fill out. We've kind of streamlined this process over our 20 years in business where you could just click on this link and you just fill it out. Like, I'll put all your information in there for the license and the insurance. There's a little section in there. You hit upload file if you're on your mobile device there, and it'll just flip around to your camera, and you could just snap a picture of it right there, and then the file will upload to the Google Business verification form.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick question with the insurance.
Okay.
Do I have to list anyone as a sender? Like right now, I just one of my copies is just a general liability that says that I have liability insurance, but basically town to town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just got to send that in. You snap it in. And then Google, like when you're doing a Google Places placement like this, they kind of work with you because this is how they get paid, you know? So you send in what you have. Most likely they'll just be like, okay, this is fine. There's something there. But if there's something missing where they can't verify you, it tells you right at the bottom of the form, the only remaining option would be a video call. So they would actually video call you either via FaceTime or Google Meet and then talk to you, and they could verify you over the phone. So that's kind of last-case scenario. We do the PIN, send that out, and have you fill out this form, and then if there's any hiccups, they just verify you over the phone, so nothing stops you from getting Google verified.
Okay.
Okay? So I don't think there'll be any hiccups, but I just want to give you that peace of mind. Like if you do go down this form and you're like, hey, I don't have a business card, I never built business cards, and it's asking me for business cards, don't panic, you know. Just fill it out and send in what you do have, and then they'll try to push it through. If they're missing something, then the three-way call is there. So you just want to make sure that you check that box there at the bottom that you're okay with the three-way call.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to purchase a domain name for you. I'm thinking ScottCaffreyPlumbing.com will be available. It's a pretty specific name there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be there. We actually get a good deal on them, too, because Google has their own ability to purchase domains. So we could just request it for you. And then usually they give them to us for like $99. So let me go ahead and save.
Okay.
We'll get that for you. And then, do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Right now I accept cash and check. I'm currently just trying to figure out how to use the machine I got to take
cards. Oh, okay. So you have a square reader?
Yeah, it's I don't know if you've ever heard of Clover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have their device.
Okay. So you can accept cards, but there's going to be, like, a fee usually. It could be anywhere from, like, $2.
Yeah, if I accept that. I have to do a 5% fee if I accept cards.
Okay. So I'll put cash, check, and card, but additional fees may apply if they do want the convenience of using a card with you.
Okay.
But it sounds like you got to get a little more familiar with that. It is going to take some time before you actually are up there because we have to get that PIN in the mail and then have you fill out this form, and we also have to conduct a client interview too. So you have time to kind of familiarize yourself with that system before you become backed up on work.
Okay.
For lack of better words, but yeah, you have a little bit of time there. And then you also have a team here too. We want to make sure it's working for you. If you're not getting paid, we're not going to get paid the next month. So if there are things like that that you need help with, we have a lot of experience. You could always call in and we could help you as well if you have questions or concerns about any of those things. Very familiar with merchant processing. I've had my guys try to go get better deals too sometimes. 5% is pretty high. Some of them you could get like 2 if you go to your bank, you know. They look at your credit and stuff like that, but I've had guys get like 2%.
Okay.
Certain credit unions, if you have a credit union, they'll give you like 0. So those are always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I have your business profile created. The client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes. And this is where they go over like how you want the website to look, the service area you're targeting. We've already excluded Boston and we have a lot of notes here. And they also want to go over the specific services that you're going to be listed for. So like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but they do ask for an hour window. I would like to get it done today if you can, but what's your schedule look like?
What time would be your latest appointment?
So the latest we have today would be 5 to 6 Pacific Standard.
I could probably do 5 to 6. Yeah,
okay.
I can do 5 to 6.
Or actually, it's going to be 5 to 6 Eastern Standard. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is that a FaceTime call or just a phone call?
No, this one will just be a phone call. They do have the option for the video call, but usually the business owners just go with the regular phone call. And it's about 32 set questions. It should be all basic information. They won't ask anything that you won't know off the top of your head as the business owner, but they're not going to ask you for like your important paperwork. Those things you don't have to ever give over the phone. You just fill out the forms.
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and schedule this client interview here. And just to confirm the email, scottcaffrey95@gmail.com. Oh, Scott?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, there we go. You cut out for a second. I was just trying to confirm your email. It's scottcaffrey95@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, perfect. So I'm sending the invitation there. All right, so we're good for between 5 and 6. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
Can we do credit card?
Yeah, we can. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay, so let me make sure I put Scott Caffrey Plumbing and send a business invoice receipt to you. You could write it off as a business expense. Okay, and then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay, is this Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. All right, Scott, so on the front of that MasterCard, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 5, 5, 5, 6.
5, 5, 7, 5, 6.
5. Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
7, 5, 3, 1.
7, 5, 3, 1.
5, 1, 1, 9.
5, 1, 1, 9.
9, 9, 0, 9.
9, 9, 0, 9. Okay, the expiration date, month, and year?
08/28.
0828, and then 3-digit code on the back.
667.
667, okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Scott. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?"
Scott Caffrey Plumbing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Scott Caffrey, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Scott, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 24 to 48 hours, but I mean, you can imagine when, you know, somebody's having a plumbing emergency and then they hop on Google and then they see you and call you, you know. That's your opportunity right there. I mean,
right.
If you miss that call, like chances are they might call somebody else. So, you know, obviously,
definitely
try to practice immediate response time. But there is a tracking system, Scott, that actually will save their information. So if you are missing calls and it's like the end of the day or you're available, you can always circle back with them. I would still recommend doing that. Sometimes you'll still get deals out of that or get jobs out of that. But you know, best result's going to be immediate response time. And then,
okay.
And we also, in that app, you can, it's a tracking system app that you can download. You can request reviews. It'll actually send them like a live link to your Google business profile for them to hit that star rating and write a review on you. And we're going to really, want to try to build those reviews up as quickly as possible. You need about 5 of them before you start generating that star rating. So just a little food for thought.
Okay.
All right, and then it says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Yeah, we know everything you currently have. They just put this in there, Scott, so we can make sure that after today, you're not signing up for something that you already have through us or duplicating anything, right? If you're not sure, just double check. But I tried to put you on a package where you don't need anything else. I don't want you to have 100 different bills floating around. I also included the site for you, so that way if you do need help with the site or Google's telling us to make a change on the site, it's all in-house here. We don't have to, like, juggle everything around, figure it out.
Okay.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 10th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. Then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, almost done. So you're going to get a couple of text messages here. I'm going to hang on the line with you just to make sure you get it. One of them is going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. There's an automation where they're going to resend you that Google verification form, so you'll have it twice. And then they'll also send you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Now, this version of the tracking system that's going to come through in the text is actually the PC version. We do have an app. They're going to send you a separate email with the link to the app so you can download it. And then there's also a YouTube video that my colleagues here made that shows you how to use that tracking system. So that'll be a useful tool, okay. Especially if you have mom on the back end kind of helping out. That'd be a good tool for her to be able to log into too, so she could track everything coming through from Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Google, Bing. You know, she'll have a full outline of everything, and maybe she can help you kind of get back to these people or kind of act as like your secretary or answering service, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she could dispatch you while you're out there in the field. Is that how you guys have been doing it?
No, it's really when she sees someone post, she posts on her own account and just gives my info, and then they call me.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, so this is going to be a big change of pace for you then. I thought she was doing some more like proactive marketing, but Yeah, so this will be a lot different. You're going to get exposed to people you've probably never met or seen before in your life on a day-to-day
good.
Basis.
Good. I need some work, so I'm excited for this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's no better way to get work. I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable way for the last 20 years, and you're on the first page where 90% of them are making their buying decisions. So, and the next few months are actually peak time of the year, too, so there's really no better time or place for your business if you're looking to get clients than right now and what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as you have those text messages, we are good to go until your client interview between 5 and 6. I did send you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So if you feel like you're missing something or you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call in. Like I said, we're not going to get paid next month if you're not getting paid this month. So no questions or dumb questions. You have a team of individuals here that are dedicated to helping you be successful.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, Scott. You're very welcome. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we will circle back with you between 5 and 6. A couple things to keep in mind there in those text messages. You know, you want to sign your subscription terms and then also fill out that Google verification form when you can. Sometimes it takes guys 2 to 3 days just to gather all that stuff and get it back, so don't panic. But definitely sign the subscription terms and be available for that client interview at 5.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Scott, you're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.